We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're known for being polite, so we give you a chance to talk too. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Inside the 9 o'clock hour on WFAN. KM to AM, a 5-hour sports talk show. Appreciate you calling in and joining the show. I try to give callers as much time as possible to express themselves or tell stories, but, you know, this is structured. I had to figure out when to end that last call and get to the break and the update, play the commercials and whatnot. So this last hour from 8 to 9 was the Roy White Hour. Again, thank you to Roy White for joining me. You can get his book, From Compton to the Bronx, at hellopif.org. Shout out to everyone who called to try to get in a word on Roy White. We're just moving things along now. We're obviously talking World Baseball Classic, and Mexico leads Japan 3-0 after Luis Arraez's three-run bomb. Randy Arozarena making plays in left field. Energy is turned up there again. Japan is trying to rally. Shohei Ohtani just singled. He's on with one out in the bottom of the sixth as Mexico is trying to hold off the Japanese. Now, I don't know what is going on in the garden. I have not watched any of this Knicks game, but I just had a feeling, right? Like, I mean, they still should win this game, but, you know, we had a caller talk about he took them with the points. That 10.5, that 9.5 is not looking great now. Still could potentially hit. A lot of game left, but what are the Knicks doing? What's going on in the garden with the Knicks? I do not know, but I know in the garden the last couple nights the Rangers have been on the ice. They look like they are finally connecting and hitting their stride. I think in my open I mentioned Keandre Miller being back. Now, Patty Kane has had a few games with the team. Mika Zibanejad's been doing his thing. And obviously, Shesterkin has been holding it down in the goal. So, the Rangers, this is the time for the Rangers to get right, my Devils to get right, as we push forward to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Jake is on Long Island. What's up, Jake? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, I like, you know, I just got into hockey like starting like last year, starting to get into it this year a little more. Good. And I like that you're bringing in hockey to the conversation.
I feel like it needs to be, especially right now with our local teams doing well. And, you know, we're kind of always trying to pull from different things. I picked up the Devils last year. This is my first full season rooting for the Devils. I'm excited for the playoffs.
Yeah, same, you know, I'm starting with the Rangers now, and, you know, I'm watching this team, and they just got Patrick Kane, and Trubo's the captain, right, has been saying a lot, and the head coach, Gallant, has been saying a lot that it takes time to get Kane used to the team, and you have to play a full 60 minutes, and it's going to take a while, and it looks like in the past week or so that it's just been getting better, and hopefully it's going to get 60 soon.
Yeah, that Predators game was ridiculous, 7-0, and these guys score 6 in the first period, and they're just laughing, and everyone's having a good time. And that's why I said the Rangers are rolling. They're hitting their stride now, and it takes a little bit. I know Rangers fans were overreacting a little bit in the beginning, but it's a long season, and now we're in the last month of the season, and I think that the Rangers have a good shot here. I think the Devils have a good opportunity here. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and speaking of the Nashville game and also the Penguins, as much as the scoring was awesome and this and that, one of the biggest things I take out from the game is that we got two legitimate goalies now, you know, and going to the playoffs, you need goalies. That's the main piece.
Absolutely, and it makes you feel a little bit better about your chances knowing you got two guys that you can depend on for sure.
Yeah, and also the first game, just the quality of the saves that Shesterkin was making was just ridiculous. He got down with the speed up. You know.
I mean, I think I took some calls and some people were kind of criticizing him and saying, oh, well, if he doesn't have it together, they don't have a shot. And I'm like, well, he doesn't have to have it together on February 23rd, but he's got to have it together when you get into April. And you know, looks like he's figuring it out again now. This is a guy that won the Vezina last year, and they go as he goes.
Yeah, and hopefully going into the playoffs, they get hot and they play well as a team. You know, with now the new lines a little bit shifted up with Kane and Kreider, and now Zibanejad and Panarin. You know, they're shifting up the lines a bit, and hopefully in the playoffs, you know, it's gonna be tough playing Boston, but you know,
anything can happen, man. We've seen it, and a series can change one game at a time. I'm looking forward to it this year because I always hear about the hype, and thank you for the call, Jake. I always hear about the hype of the playoffs, and there's nothing like playoff hockey, and I've obviously seen the, like, Chicago Blackhawks go on runs. I know the Devils made a run in, like, 2012. I remember 2015, the Rangers run, and then specifically last year I was paying more attention. I thought the Rangers were going to do it last year. Obviously, they ran into the Lightning, and we all know how that went, but might be different this year. I know the Bruins are a juggernaut. They just have been good all year. They haven't lost too many games, and they're going to be in the way, but obviously, we're here in New York, and folks are rooting for the Rangers. They're rooting for the Devils, and still pulling for the Islanders in that wild card spot, so we shall see. It's coming down to the last couple weeks in the NHL. I know they say people don't care about hockey, but they do. Spoiler alert, people do care. And when we get to the playoffs, you'll see how many people care. They're going to start popping up with those Rangers, Devils jerseys, and we'll be talking about it here on The Fan. Now, let's get back to a few different things. My calls are Roy White, World Baseball Classic, spring training, and we'll see. We'll keep an eye on the Knicks and what they're doing, man. As I'm watching the World Baseball Classic, and I just love that they keep showing the crowd and they keep showing, you know, the different fans. It's bringing people together from different backgrounds, and it is a baseball festival. It is something that I think Major League Baseball is going to keep doing. I don't think they're going to just abolish the World Baseball Classic for Edwin Diaz and Jose Altuve. I think they understand that, like, you know, there's some sacrifices. There's some casualties, but all in all, you're getting a tournament here that, like I said, it built up over time, and I think a lot of people are interested in globally. Let me see some other numbers that I had. During pool play, there was over 1,010,099 fans. That's the best attended round in tournament history, nearly doubled the previous high 6 years ago, which was half of that, at 510,000. So there's interest, man. I know people are upset, and I was saying that, you know, before, like, I get it that you're mad or you're upset because you're missing a key part of your season. But if you ask Edwin Diaz if he would have done it all over again, he was going. He was going to compete with his brother. He was going to compete with Kike Hernandez and Javi Baez and Francisco Lindor. And these guys don't get the opportunity to play together and represent their country too often. And some of these guys may never get the opportunity again. So they're all in for a tournament like this. And I think it's been great. I think it's been great. And if Mexico can hold on, we have a North American battle between the United States and Mexico for the World Baseball Classic. And I need the U.S. to win that. I need the U.S. to win that. We say baseball is America's pastime. It can't be past our time. And we haven't sent the best guys over there. We have some MVPs with Trout and Goldie and Mookie. And, you know, we didn't send the best arms. You've got Adam Wainwright in that game last night. We got Merrill Kelly in the next game. It's like, come on, you know we could do a lot better. And, like, as I'm watching this, there's a ton of Japanese fans. I don't know if they flew from Japan or if they're down in Miami or if they're Americans that flew into Miami, but this is a good thing. It was super embarrassing to watch how many people trashed the World Baseball Classic publicly on Thursday. And I'm like, oh, that, yep, that should have been expected. We could win this whole thing, but Americans are mad about it because a couple players got hurt. There's a bigger picture here, folks. Out in Brooklyn, my guy Milton, the cowbell man on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Key? Just a quick update. Julius Randle is on fire. It's almost ridiculous right now. He's got like 43 points and is in the third quarter. He's playing like it's a video game right now. I hope we can keep it up. And let me just say something. RJ Barrett sucks. I don't care. He is the most disappointing draft pick I've seen in years. And I just cannot believe they didn't give this guy up for Spider. It's just going to kill me. And I just think that the Knicks are going to have a great future if they could get rid of him. That's how upset I am with RJ Barrett.
I don't know.
This guy, every time the Knicks got there, they're trying to come back. They're down by 10. They make it a 3-point game. He's got Randle, who's literally made like 6-7 shots in a row next to him, and he wants to force it and miss layups. Misses another layup, killing all the momentum. I mean, this kid is just... Anyway, listen, with the World Baseball Classic, man, this is so... It's so scary how the guy that's working with you that was just talking, it was scary. It is unbelievable that... Don't you realize that baseball is dying? Don't you realize that the reason why they change all these rules is because the younger fans are not playing? It's us. We know they have us. We're the diehard fans. We're going to watch baseball no matter what. We know that. And this thing about that Puerto Rico was celebrating and it was only the first... Do you realize they were playing the Dominicans? Do you understand that's like Yankees, Red Sox, a thousand times?
It's a rivalry.
Do you realize that in Santo Domingo the next day, the president made it an official day of mourning and nobody had to go to work? You know how deep that was, that people in my job called out for work because they didn't want to show their faces? I mean, it's just so deep for them. And for somebody to say it doesn't mean nothing, it's kind of selfish because, yeah, I'll be upset if a Yankee got hurt. But I got to understand, this is something new. This is like the World Cup now. This is not something that's been going on since I was a fan. I didn't see a World Baseball Classic. Your father didn't, and his grandfather didn't. This is new. This is going to be every 4 years. This is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. My wife was sitting here watching baseball the other night because Puerto Rico was playing. So you think that's not huge, that just a casual fan got into baseball, the most boring sport for a person who's not into sports? It's much easier for a little kid to want to play basketball and play football. And baseball, which I grew up, was the number one sport. I hate to see it not have the young black kids playing, even these white kids. Everybody's going to different sports. Soccer is a lot easier to play now. Lacrosse, like, come on.
This is growing the game. These young kids in Puerto Rico are picking up.
This is helping the game.
Yeah,
it sucks. If I was a Mets fan, I'd be pissed. I'll be pissed. Of course I am. But you got to take that aside on what the bigger picture is. The bigger picture is this is for younger fans, for the casual fan to get back into baseball. This is just making it more exciting for these kids that don't even want to watch baseball no more. I can't even get my kids to watch baseball no more. They used to, but, you know, the problem is this game, now they're trying to fix it. Now they're trying to go into the new. Like you always say, it's time to step it up and change things. It doesn't have to always be the same. And the pitch clock hopefully makes it go quicker, a little more exciting, a little more video game type, you know, quick, and get the younger fans back into this sport. You know what I'm saying? We know that we're diehards, the guy that works for you. They got us, and we know to us, the World Series means everything because you're a Mets fan. I haven't seen a World Series since 86. Of course it means more than you. Of course, there's other teams. Look at the Yankees, how long they haven't won. I understand that. I want to see the Yankees win, but at the same time, this is about representing your country. And it's funny, you bring up this guy, Rosarena, who's playing for Mexico. He's Cuban. And what happened was his daughter is born in Mexico. And there's a big story about that. They're going to do a movie about this guy. I hope you know. I don't know if you know about this, but he got arrested in Mexico for trying to kidnap his own daughter.
Yeah.
And then he didn't get arrested because, quote unquote, she didn't press charges. I was telling my friend, I said, I think they told him, listen, you got to play for Mexico next time. Otherwise, you're going to jail.
You think there's a conspiracy behind this?
Yeah, that, I think
that's
a conspiracy.
What, like, he's like, doing he a solid because they... They didn't press charges on him. So he has no Mexican, like, heritage at all?
No.
I knew he was from Cuba because I remember when he was talking to Nestor Cortez, people on the Yankees were like, I can't believe they're all buddy-buddy. I'm like, they're Cubans. Like, you know, they're not looking at themselves as, oh, Yankees versus Rays. They look at each other as, like, brethren.
No, his daughter was born in Mexico. So remember, his he went over there and he beat up his wife's boyfriend, tried to kidnap his daughter.
I remember that.
It was a whole
that.
Big thing. It was a whole big thing. They were supposedly going to do a movie about it, but I don't know what happened. But anyway, listen, I think it's a bigger deal than what people think. I'm looking forward to every 4 years. Of course, we wish nobody gets hurt. People get hurt in spring training. And like this guy, I don't even watch spring training games. I get so nervous. You know, but you got to watch this because you see the passion, the love, the fans, and all these fans getting into it. I mean, that has to mean something. That has to mean something. You're not going to pack these stadiums if it doesn't mean nothing. I mean, if and he's talking about regular season. You cannot compare regular season baseball to this. This is literally like just jumping right into a World Series.
Yeah. They've all spoken about the atmosphere. They've talked about how hype it is. And
yeah, this is
there's
like,
multiple
this is like
players
Bleacher,
talking about
this is like Bleacher Creatures in the whole stadium.
Exactly. It's turned up. The whole ballpark is into every pitch. And these guys, like Mike Trout, doesn't get to play in the postseason.
I know. How sad is that? I mean, this guy, man, like the best player in baseball, he never talks. You never see him doing commercials. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, baseball needs to do better in promoting these players. Like, I don't get it. Like, this guy, I'll be like one of these NBA players. He should do a Kyrie Irving. He should. He just said, I'm not playing.
He should not get out of here.
He should not
do anything Kyrie Irving has done.
Yeah. That's what Trout needs to do. Just get out of there. Come, you know, we'll let him go. We'll trade him for Hicks.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy.
Listen, before
Bro, I didn't even mean to. I literally didn't even mean to do that. I think I hit the short list and then I hit drop, which, like, sorry, Milton. I'll text you. the cowbell man, Bleacher Creatures on the phone. Milton is the man. And he can obviously speak to a few different things around this conversation. But, you know, when I think about like a guy like Mike Trout, I know Major League Baseball is trying to promote him because I see his like Instagram posts. They've done collab posts with MLB and Mike Trout. Mike Trout is arguably the best baseball player that we get to watch right now. Yeah, there's Shohei, there's Judge, but you know, Trout has been doing it for a decade and this guy is leading the way and he's got respect of a ton of other baseball players. Mike Trout isn't worried about getting hurt. He's out there playing. And he talked about representing the United States. It means something to these guys. So, I don't know. I think it's super backwards that you've got some of the best American players getting to literal, like, the final championship. And you've got Americans that are just kind of like, it sucks. Do away with it. We don't care about it because of the World Series. Like, it's a separate thing. And I don't think it's going anywhere. I think, you know, as we try to talk around solutions of, oh, let's change it to November. And even one of the solutions I brought up was that I feel like they're going to shorten the season. And when they do shorten the season, there is a way for them to play with the All-Star break and maybe extend the All-Star break to add these like 3 weeks of World Baseball Classic play. But it's just so much more that goes into it to do it then. I'm sure they've had conversations and meetings on when to do this. And they've done it in March historically, and they will keep doing it in March historically because these guys are all in camp. These guys are all training anyway. If you end up getting hurt and missing part of your season, it is what it is. It's a sacrifice for your country. I don't know. This World Baseball Classic's not going anywhere, especially as we're watching this one that has had more eyes on it, more tickets sold, more attention, and like I said before, no such publicity is bad publicity. If it bleeds, it leads. A couple guys get hurt and more people are talking about it. A couple guys go down and it brings some negative attention, but there's still guys on the field competing and playing, and I think that made more people turn and check it out. They're competing with March Madness. Not tonight. There's no hoops on tonight, but the last few days they were competing with March Madness and people were watching and talking, and we're talking about it here tonight. Let's keep it rolling. We got a break here. It's already almost 9:30. Man, I'm already halfway through a five-hour KM to AM. We'll keep things rolling, man, and we'll take your calls at 877-337-6666 right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The ball game is over, and Shea Stadium will close its doors for the final time this afternoon.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, now I'm watching the Knick game. On the TV in here, Keith McPherson on the Fan, your nighttime host, halfway through a five-hour show. R.J. Barrett hit a three. Milton is out there cursing at the TV saying R.J. Barrett is trash, but he's trying to help the Knicks win. And speaking of trying to help the Knicks win, this is a historic night from Julius Randle. The Knicks have to win. Julius Randle has 52 points right now. He's shooting 70%. He's hit 17 of 24 of his field goals. He's hit 8 of 12 from deep. Right now, the Knicks are up 115-111. So, sorry to, I think it was Tommy in New Hyde Park who took the under. That under is not going to hit. But the Knicks have a chance to still cover that 9.5. They're up by a couple points now, and I think that they're going to close this thing out with 10 minutes to go. It's 115-111, and I don't think the Knicks are going to lose this game. But what I did say about the Timberwolves is that, like, somebody had to rise, right? Somebody had to have a big night. I thought it might have been Naz Reid. Nah, he's got 10 points in 17 minutes. It was Taurean Prince, former Brooklyn Net. Taurean Prince with 25, and then a couple other guys in double digits, Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, Jaden McDaniels, and a local not in double digits, Slow-Mo, Kyle Anderson from North Bergen. He's helping them out, obviously, as well. So it's coming down to the wire here. Someone's going to have to rise for Minnesota, right? Somebody's going to have to be a star down the stretch for Minnesota. They don't really have a star. The Knicks have two stars. And when closing time comes and it's winning time, you look to your stars to lead the way, to hit the big shots, to make the buckets, to close the game out. And Julius Randle has already been on fire. Expect him to be the guy shooting the ball to close this game out. And Jalen Brunson's got 19 points. He's probably going to try and end this game with 20-25. Let's see who's lacking, though. Quentin Grimes only got 3. And let's see. RJ's got 13. But he's 4 from 8. Or he's 4 for 8, only hit 2 out of 3. I don't know. I don't think it's his fault, Milton, and any other Knicks fans that are mad at RJ for tonight. I don't think tonight's a reason to trade him. But I do think that the Knicks absolutely have to win, and I think they will win this game. Maybe it was a slow start. I don't know. I didn't watch the beginning. I was watching the World Baseball Classic. But I've got my eyes on it now. They can't lose this game to the T-Wolves, especially coming down the stretch here. They're, you know, fighting for that 4th, 5th seed. This is a game that you can't afford to lose, especially if you're serious about contending and winning a playoff series this year. This is a NBA team with no star player right now. I guess Rudy Gobert is a star player, but without their actual star player and Anthony Edwards. Let's go, Knicks. Get it done. 877-337-6666. We're taking calls. Obviously, we had Roy White join us at 8 o'clock, so we still got, you know, a few people that want to talk Roy White, and I'm down for that. I do want to get into the Yankees conversation. I don't think Anthony Volpe is going to be on this opening day roster, but I think it'd be great if they surprise us and do that. I just don't think that that fits their business model. I don't think that that fits the Yankees' strategy, what we know of the Yankees at all. Do I know what happens with IKF or Gleyber Torres or some of these other guys? I don't. Do I expect to see Josh Donaldson starting at third base? I do. Maybe you'll see DJ LeMahieu, but with the injury to Harrison Bader, I expect to see Aaron Hicks in the outfield. He's a player that they traded for, and they gave him a contract. They die hard on their trades. They die hard on their contracts.
And the same way that they're not going to put enough weight on what Anthony Volpe did or what Jason Dominguez did in the spring, they're not going to put a lot of weight on what Hicks did in left field. You know, some of the bloopers that he added to his blooper reel already out there. They're not going to put too much weight on that. They're going to look at him as a veteran making $10 million with experience playing in Yankee Stadium for the Yankees, and I would not be surprised if he's your starting left fielder on opening day. But what I say as a fan is I can't take you seriously if that's what you're doing. But I also know 162 games, they don't care about the start. And if you've been to Yankee Stadium in that first month of the season, it's usually cold and rainy and windy, and it sucks. And the Yankees don't necessarily dominate or haven't in the past dominated April coming right out of the gate. So that's just really like extended spring training, and we'll see what happens. I expect Volpe to be the first spark when needed. If the Yankees struggle and lose back-to-back series, and let's say Peraza, the lights are too bright for him, or let's say Gleyber Torres isn't doing that great, expect for them to push the Volpe button sooner than they want to. But I don't think that they're going to do it on opening day. 877-337-6666 as we proceed. Dr. Bill and Pequonic on the Fan.
Keith, Dr. Bill Thimmel here. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
I'm sitting here in my man cave with my Yankee magazine that you signed for my brother for me. I don't know if you remember, we spent some games in the luxury suite behind home plate in the Yankee Stadium. And
I do, yes. Oh, doctor, yeah. Hello. Yeah, and thanks for calling, man.
I called you once before about the TBL Basketball League, which I'm taking part again in.
Yeah.
I've seen some good young basketball. Big-time Knicks fan, so I'm happy to hear about tonight's Knicks. And I am a new fan of the World Baseball Classic, which is the last gentleman Milton brought up. Looks like it's going to be the World Cup of Baseball. So
it
I'm
is.
Pleasantly being converted into a fan.
Good
stuff. Good baseball here.
Good.
But I just really wanted to bring up real quick Roy White, classy, classy man. He's doing a big favor for a town in Bergen County. We're going to have a fundraiser with his book signing at an Italian-American club in Farallow and the Cosmos Club. And we're going to donate to his foundation for young students that can't afford to go to school and to a local food pantry. So, Roy, once again, a really classy guy, and I can't wait to read his book. But just want to throw all that in here at you. So
awesome.
May 11th, we're going to have a Roy White book signing. And I know he's doing a couple of them in the area. They're all for good causes and his foundation. I didn't get to hear your interview because I've been trying to watch the Knick game and the World Classic. Just got them all on here. And
it's all good. If you didn't hear the interview, and anyone else listening that didn't hear the interview, we had Roy White on at 8 o'clock. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, or if you don't have the Odyssey app, download it. It's free. You can go back to the 8 o'clock hour, start it from there, and hear my little conversation with Roy White talking about his book.
Yeah, very, like I said, he's a classy guy and he does a lot for the community and his foundation is unbelievable. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for my autograph. I just happened to be sitting here on hold and looking at it. I'm like, God, here's Keith's signature right here. My brother can't get over. I'm a big fan of yours. He's a long time WFA fan. And
you guys
trying
are
to
great.
Get into all the new guys here. So thank you for what you do. And you have a great night.
Thanks for the call. I'll see you at the stadium, Doc.
You got it, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. Yeah, shout out to the Italian-American Club, all those guys. I will see you guys at the stadium soon. And it's an honor to be, you know, connected with all of these Yankees legends and different people that I've met at the stadium and run into. And you never know who's listening out there. Glad to know you guys are doing some stuff with Roy White. Let's keep it rocking and rolling. I've got young David out in Jackson, New Jersey on the Fan. Hello. David. Okay, we'll put him on hold. And we'll keep it rolling right here with Joe in Yonkers. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
Couple of things. First of all, I really do love your show. I'm a 62-year-old man, and maybe MLB should hire you because you appeal to all age demographics. I mean, young David wasn't on the call, but your audience is exactly what MLB is trying to do with the WBC in appealing to all different age demographics and
I'm gonna clip this
sport, internet.
I'm gonna clip this audio. I'm gonna stash this somewhere. No, I'm not gonna do that. But this is definitely something that I'd like Major League Baseball to hear. I'm a baseball guy. I wasn't as good as I wanted to be at baseball, kind of gave up on it young, but I love the game, and I think I'm an ambassador for the game, and I appreciate you saying that. I come into WFAN, and I realize that there are all age ranges listening, and I try to give a little bit for everybody, or you know, kind of be a tastemaker here and put out different things on the table that everybody could be interested in, so thank you for that.
WBC, I only get to listen to you for a little while because I work an overnight shift and I catch you on my way to work. But I really think it would be better if it was played in November for this reason and this reason only. Edwin Diaz gets injured and it's a 4 to 5, maybe 6 month injury. If that happened in November, he's ready, you know, towards the end of spring training, maybe towards the beginning of the season. And I think you'd get a lot more, active participation from a lot of the MLB stars, knowing that it wouldn't impact their regular season.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that? I'm going to hang up right now because I'm driving. So I'll listen to you, and thanks again for taking my call.
Thanks, Joe. What I'll say is, you know, Edwin Diaz is not the first player to be hurt in the World Baseball Classic. He's not the first baseball player. Like, this is a part of it, and I guarantee you there are smarter people at Major League Baseball than myself or you, and they've thought about all of this. When I go back to my notes from Thursday, I had a little blurb about Didi Gregorius. He got hurt in the World Baseball Classic in 2017. This is a guy who was given the opportunity to replace Derek Jeter as the New York Yankees shortstop. I know that might not mean as much now with guys like IKF being the Yankee shortstop, and now us having a young man who is tabbed as the next Derek Jeter in waiting, not being announced as the opening day shortstop. But Didi Gregorius was the guy that got the first crack at replacing a legend, a 20-year staple at shortstop for the New York Yankees. He chose to play in the World Baseball Classic. I think the Yankees obviously took that experience and looked at this one differently as, you know, like I said, Judge isn't playing. Judge just signed a huge contract. Of course he's not going. Gerrit Cole's got a huge contract. Of course he's not going. They could certainly use him. I know for a fact that Luis Severino wanted to represent the Dominican Republic. He's probably upset about it, but he's in a prove-it year. He has to think about longevity. He has to think about his future. And even with Nestor Cortez, he got hurt. He tweaked his hamstring, and he was supposed to represent Team USA, and he didn't go. But back when Didi got hurt, the Yankees, they lost their starting shortstop, and they had to pivot to Ronald Torres. And Ronald Torres was the opening day starter in the post-Derek Jeter era. We're going with Ronald. The New York Yankees are rolling Ronald Torres out there. It is what it is. It happens. It happens. Didi Gregorius gets hurt, and it affected his season. And I don't know what he'd say about it, but I think it affected his, you know, future with the Yankees, right? The Yankees end up not picking up his option, and I forget how long it took him to come back that year, but this is when Didi Gregorius was in his prime, you know? This is when Didi Gregorius was like 26 or 27. Edwin Diaz's injury is not the first one. It sucks. But it also did not happen in gameplay, and that's why I keep saying we have to deal with the facts. We have to deal with what actually happened. We can't keep doing these ifs of, oh, well, he could have got hurt this way or that way. No, he got hurt celebrating. And I'm glad Milton mentioned how big of a game it was, because to us it was just, oh, PR versus DR, the Puerto Ricans versus the Dominicans. Well, a lot of people tabbed the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans as the top two teams in this tournament. Neither one made the semifinals final. So the biggest matchup for Dominican people and for Puerto Ricans was them two squaring off. And when the Puerto Ricans defeated the Dominicans and knocked them out, man, party on. That's a celebration. And that's a celebration that hits everyone, right? They might not have that big of a celebration for Edwin Diaz winning a World Series, but Puerto Rico, that was a big deal for it. And it sucks that this guy went down, but I really don't think that they're going to move this tournament. I don't. I think that they've thought about ways to change it. And I've thought about ways to change it. When you get to November, Think about how many guys. Okay, so it's like we do it in November at the end of the season. These guys have already played for 8 months. I don't think that more guys will play in November because of the, you know, lesser chance that they have an injury that knocks them out for the following season. I think when guys are done, they're done. I think when they're mathematically eliminated, guys are done. Some teams are mathematically eliminated in early October or early September. You know, before we get to October, they're checking out, you know. I just don't think that moving it to November is going to do anything. So let's say Edwin Diaz did get hurt in November. They're saying this is an 8-month injury. Either way, it would affect the next season. Everything comes with risk. Anything worth having usually has some type of risk. It usually comes with, you know, some type of obstacle. And I think that these guys, you know, that run this World Baseball Classic, Major League Baseball people, they've thought about it and they're not changing it. It's going to be every 3 years. And it's going to be in March, and it's going to be a couple weeks. If you don't want to play, you don't have to play. But I don't think that it's going to change. Like we'll see in 3 years if the Puerto Rican team has less participation. I would be shocked, right? Edwin Diaz got hurt with a Puerto Rico jersey on. Is that going to make the rest of Francisco Lindor was playing very hard. He was playing like it was the World Series. I don't think it's changing things, folks. Here in New York, yes, there are a ton of Mets fans, so we're more sensitive to it. There are Mets fans that literally punted on the season after that, which I think is absolutely insane. You lose your closer, and we talked about Mariano Rivera. Someone will rise. Mariano Rivera was shagging fly balls, warming up. It was part of his warm-up routine. When I was on, you know, late Thursday night into Friday morning, I said I got to meet Mariano Rivera. And when I did meet him this summer at the Bernie Williams softball game, who was running and stretching and doing the most activity an hour before we even got started? Mariano Rivera in cleats, shorts. This guy is running, stretching, catching fly balls, throwing the baseball. This is the greatest. Like, this guy's a competitor. This is a guy that looked at me when I left my post in left field to do an interview with Chris DeStefano, and he says, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "They asked me to do an interview." He said, "We need you out there. The ball got hit over there 2-3 times. We're losing now." These guys are competitors. They're athletes. They step into competition, and they're not worried about getting hurt. And Mariano Rivera ended up, you know, losing the rest of that season, and that was the season that was supposed to be promising. I remember exactly where I was that year. I was on South Lincoln. And I was, you know, living with my now wife in her college house. And I remember watching that season. And sure, we needed Mariano Rivera, but Rafael Soriano emerged. Mr. Untuckit, before the Untuckit shirts even were a thing. His thing was, you know, he saved the game and untuck his T-shirt. And he had a great run that year. And he rose to the occasion. Someone will rise for the Mets. A couple guys will rise for the Mets. It'll be an opportunity for someone to be the closer. And we don't know that Edwin Diaz was going to be able to duplicate what he did last year. It is what it is, folks. It's not going to change the World Baseball Classic.
I understand what you're saying, but when you he's agreed that he was a very important piece last year and this year and years.
Yeah, that's why you paid him. That's he was why a very right important after the piece. World Series, he signed for $102 million.
Right. So he's a super important piece. It's not just like, and it closing games is tough.
Oh, look at the game. Look at the Knick game. Look to the right. Who is that? Kay Adams. Do you know Kay Adams?
Yes. Okay. NFL Network. Yeah.
She's not on NFL Network anymore. She's with FanDuel.
FanDuel.
Yeah, she got big from NFL Network.
Yes, she did.
I'm a fan. She follows me on Twitter. I should hit her up.
But it's not easy just to like get in a game and close a game. So I don't want Yankees fans to like assume that it's that easy to do that. Honestly, it's the same concept.
Don't watch the game.
The only concept is Aaron.
It's a wrap. Don't go to opening day.
The only comparison is
don't go get any of the free swag the Mets are giving out.
The only comparison is if Aaron Judge got hurt this preseason.
Because compare Aaron Judge to Edwin Diaz only, as far as their impact.
No, only in the terms of contracts and money given.
You
right?
can't do that either.
Yes, you can. The Yankees gave him $40 million a year. The Mets, what did the Mets give Edwin?
It's not close to the same, dude.
No, but it's the same concept. Obviously, they're different players. I'm not saying Edwin Diaz equals Aaron Judge.
I mean,
but when
I've
you pay somebody that much
these,
money,
so what? That money is insured. That money, like you're not losing that money. Steve Cohen's not losing the money. Major League Baseball, they have some type of plan in place where okay, your player gets hurt in the World Baseball Classic. Well, like there's like I don't know.
It sucks. Anybody got hurt, but this is a big deal. And the only comparison I can think of. Is that big of a player because he's that big
of
an impact.
Well, Judge didn't go.
Right, and he didn't go. Does that make him unpatriotic? Of course not. He was being smart.
Some might say.
He was being smart. He didn't want to put anything above what actually gets him set for life, which is his Yankees contract. Let's call a spade. That's all it is. He thought, you know what? Winning a World Series is more important than that. That's why I don't want to go.
Nah, he also was like, they got Mookie Betts. They're all right. He's in right field. They'll be all right without me.
No. Come on. He didn't want to go because he knows winning a World Series with the Yankees is where his bread is buttered.
I mean, there are ways to avoid risk. And I think that the Yankees obviously stepped into this year and they sent Kyle Higashioka.
Right. And you're a smart baseball fan and you know what they did. You 100%. I'm surprised they didn't spend Ben Rortvedt or whatever the guy's name is. Get him on the team.
Gleyber Torres was out there playing for Team Venezuela. He's starting center or second baseman for the Yankees. It is what it is, right? The Yankees have a ton of injuries. The guys that they signed are hurt. Bader in center field.
Right. And I don't know.
Carlos Rodon.
And I don't know why
they got hurt in spring training.
I don't know why I can't get it past me that getting hurt in spring training is okay, but getting hurt in a World Baseball Classic isn't. And
it's
maybe I'm not the only
thing.
One.
They're playing the sport but that they're paid to play.
It's not the same thing because they're not jumping up and down after a spring training game.
That was a fluke.
They're not doing it, though.
And you can't say that because we all saw the video online that the Mets celebrated a fake World Series 2 years ago in spring training, or 3 years ago now. What they would do if they'd win the World Series. I don't know why they have to make believe like children, but that is a viral video that exists on the internet. I think Disha put it out there, and the Mets celebrated this like fake World Series. Oh, throw your gloves in the air, jump around. Someone could have got hurt then. It's unfortunate that Edwin Diaz got hurt that way in the World Baseball Classic, but it is a fluke. It wasn't even in the gameplay. No one saw it
coming.
Right,
and that's the frustrating part. It wasn't in the game. It was after the game. That's
you
the
can be frustrated without saying that the whole World Baseball Classic is stupid. It doesn't need to exist.
I'm
they
not
need
saying
to
it's stupid. I'm just saying it doesn't mean that much for the majority of people. That's all I'm saying.
No, but you can't speak for the majority of people when there's people across the globe tuning in and showing up and buying.
By the way, 3-3. Japan just tied it up. So
as soon as I start watching the Knicks,
Japan just tied it up.
Bro,
I just saw on Twitter.
Let's go Japan. I'm rooting for Japan. But I want to see Ohtani and those boys versus the United States.
I've seen the clips of all the games at the stadiums. The crowds are going nuts. So the people in there obviously love it, but I don't care about those people. I care about people outside watching in bars and restaurants, and I am telling you, they are not doing that.
Yeah, but
the World Baseball Classic isn't on at Buffalo Wild Wings over March Madness. It's just not happening.
It's on a TV. The thing is, baseball is fighting to be one of the top sports in this country. The NFL is king. The NBA is right under them. And Major League Baseball is America's pastime. It's our game. They are fighting to keep the game alive. This makes the game look more alive than it's ever looked.
Does it really, though?
Across the globe, yes.
So you honestly think that the World Baseball Classic will help grow the game of baseball?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. All right.
Everybody loves Shohei Ohtani. Well, there's a little kid that wants to be the next Shohei Ohtani. There are kids in Puerto Rico that see Francisco Lindor playing hard for Puerto Rico. They want to be him.
Okay, then that's it.
There are young black kids that are looking at Team USA with Tim Anderson and Mookie Betts, and they're saying, man, I already want to play baseball, but I want to go and represent the United States in, I don't know, 2043. I think this is all good for baseball. There's casualties. People are going to get hurt, but people get hurt doing everything. Like playing
every
sport.
Obviously there's risk with everything, but if this happened in spring training, I honestly don't know. Like, it would suck, but Mets fans
Nimmo
wouldn't
got
be
hurt
as
in spring
upset.
Training. Shut it down. Send
they,
everybody
they
home.
They wouldn't be as upset.
Pack up everything. Send everybody back up north. Nimmo got hurt, and arguably Nimmo is more important than Edwin Diaz to the Mets.
I agree.
If Nimmo
with that.
Ended up being out for 8 months, what would we even be talking about?
I agree. The difference is spring training happens every year. And there's a reason people do it, to warm themselves up. The difference is
the
with
World
this,
Baseball Classic doesn't happen every year. That's why it's more, like, that's why it's more important. It's rare. It's special. It's every 3 years. And with the pandemic now,
then maybe,
it's been...
Then maybe what you were talking about earlier is right. Maybe they need to move it earlier just in case there's an injury.
Nah, we just got to stop listening to these Mets fans crying about it. I swear it's exhausting. Get over it. How about this?
Then
this
I don't want to hear anything from Yankees fans if someone gets hurt on the Yankees and you guys are and Yankee fans are
crying.
What
are you talking about? Carlos Rodon is hurt.
Yes.
Yankees fans have been crying about him for 2 weeks. Tommy Canley is hurt. Harrison Bader is hurt.
Right,
we have to watch Aaron Hicks and Josh Donaldson.
Right. But the
Yankees
difference
fans are complaining. Anthony Volpe is this legend already, and he can't crack the roster. Yankees fans are complaining. It sucks because it's like, all right. This is something that is good for baseball. The United States might win the whole damn thing. And we have Americans that look super arrogant with no worldview and just consistently want to just like bash this thing. And it doesn't add up to me. It doesn't make sense. Because you're a Mets fan? Because the Mets are more important to you? That's you. There's a small amount of people that are actually Mets fans.
Sure. No, I obviously.
In New York, in this one place. But we're talking about a world competition in baseball that's pulling in millions of people and growing the game of baseball to young fans that they're not watching the Mets in Taipei. Unless they signed Shohei Ohtani and Steve Cohen went all the way to Japan to watch Shohei Ohtani in what? Not spring training, in the World Baseball Classic.
Well, they also signed Kodai Senga. So I think this is like a healthy discourse or whatever.
Yeah.
We just have two different like opinions on it. I don't think it's a.
Yeah, but everybody can tell where you know where this is coming from. With like,
oh, it's certainly
Astros
emotional.
Fans crying. I
probably.
Don't really, you know, honestly, Mets Twitter and Astros Twitter. I try to stay out of. They're the least likely bunches that I like to converse with. But like Jose Altuve is an MVP, World Series champion winner. They just won the World Series last year. They physically need him. I think you'll figure out who can get you three outs at the end of the game.
That's tough. That's tough. You guys had Mariano Rivera, and now look who you're dealing with.
Alfonso
so that's tough.
Soriano did the job. They made it to the American League. Come on, bro. It's a different type of thing. I just think that we're in New York, so we hear New York voices louder. Even in our social channels, which I hate the Elon Musk machine now. I'm about to fade to black. I'm about to have my kid and get completely off social media. But like when you read social media that night, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is bad. This is crazy. These Mets fans, they're already saying that they're cursed. Their season is over. Do away with the World Baseball Classic. See, I told you this was gonna happen. I told you. Newsflash. One casualty of Edwin Diaz is not changing this thing. They're going to do it again. They're happy with the results. Nobody wins with Edwin Diaz going down. But, like, these people that are partying right now in Miami watching this tied baseball game between Mexico and Japan, which is not tied now. Mexico just went up 4-3. None of them are talking about Edwin Diaz.
Of course, no one's talking about it.
Maybe we should shut this thing down because Edwin Diaz got hurt celebrating at the end of the game.
Of course they're not talking about it. They're only going to talk about it if it affects
Jose
them.
Jose Altuve's got to get surgery. This tournament is not worth it.
No, but if Randy Rosarena goes down with a torn ACL in 10 minutes, they're going to be angry because it affects them directly.
Yeah, but
so
nobody...
you're going to be angry about things.
Okay, and so then the Tampa Bay Rays fans are going to get on Twitter and...
Yes,
and
100%. Well, I mean, there's not that many Rays fans, but 100% they will be angry.
It's bigger than that, bro. Like I said, I have a worldview now. I used to think small like that and think that everything revolved around like right here.
Once X, Y, or Z gets out for the year, and I think that's when you people really start to feel the effects of it. That's all.
No,
I admit I'm emotional.
It's one guy. You root for a organization. You root for a team.
Yes.
They will figure it out. You think Buck Showalter doesn't have multiple backup plans?
Not the best closer in the game.
We don't know that Edwin Diaz was going to repeat the year that he just had.
No, of course we don't know. Of course we don't know that.
So the season's not over.
We don't know if Aaron Judge is going to hit 62 home runs again.
No, he damn sure is not. But the season's not over for the Mets.
I never said the season's over, by the way.
I know, but that's the sentiment.
We
sent our closer to World Baseball Classic. He got hurt there. Now our season's ruined. We can't win the World Series without him. That's not true.
I agree with that.
That's not
that,
true.
I want to make clear. I'm not saying the World Series is over. The Mets can't win the World
Series. But you're saying that the World Baseball Classic is stupid because you ended up losing your closer.
I just don't know what it accomplishes because I don't think it grows the game. That's the.
Yeah, but the numbers of viewership, like on television, people that are watching, the ticket sales tells you.
Well, the
just from the last one to this one, that it has grown. It's grown the game. This is what I'll say because now Marco's back in here. And has to hit another
to break like 8 minutes. Why are you blaming me, man? Every time I get to complain,
Marco, leave. Marco, get out.
No, man,
Marco just quietly
job.
Slides in like, hey, you know, we gotta hit that update. I had a take that I retracted on the Elon Musk machine because I saw how many Aggie Mets fans, aggravated and agitated there were, coming at me. I said, are we going to do this World Series, the Subway Series World Series talk again? Now we're not going to touch the money as much. I believe in the universe and karma, and I believe in all of these things like, hey, getting ahead of yourself, counting your eggs before they hatch. I think now the hype dies down for the Mets and Yankees, but you realize both the Mets and Yankees have a high payroll and good teams. They're going to win. They're going to be successful. And maybe if we stop claiming, oh, it's going to be a World Series, Mets versus Yankees, maybe we'll actually get one of the teams, not both of the teams. I don't think both. Maybe one of them will get in the World Series and maybe win it. I'm cool with the hype dying down. Both sides have starters hurt. Both sides have, you know, role players hurt. And they're going to figure it out. They both, you know, their teams, their organizations, they both have to move forward. It is what it is. And I think that, you know, as fans, we got to chill out and we just got to let this whole thing play out. 8 months. It's 8 months of baseball. We'll be all right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.